It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Tough times won't last, but tough people will. This new collection of empowering stories is about resilience, positive thinking, and overcoming obstacles. And it will provide you with some role models and some great advice for navigating your own way through your life's challenges. The book also contains a whole chapter of stories about the various ways that people have been coping with the pandemic. And today's stories are about virtual travel and how you can create that getting away feeling while staying at home. So in our first story, Deborah Ragu tells us that one of the things she's really missed during the pandemic is traveling. She had a trip canceled right at the beginning of the pandemic and nothing since then. So she was craving some of that good feeling that you get from traveling and seeing new places. So Deborah leafed through her old photo albums, revisiting her European adventures in Italy, Ireland, and Spain, her relaxing beach vacations in Cuba and the Dominican Republic, and her trips to Quebec City and Boston. It was great to see the photos and the souvenirs she had tucked into the albums. But the problem was that the albums stopped in 2010. Deborah had stopped making them once she went digital. Instead, she had uploaded pictures to an online album and shared the link with friends. Although even that practice had stopped, and she had photos from trips to the Czech Republic and Curacao to New Orleans and Newfoundland, none of which were even in a digital album. So with time on her hands during the pandemic, Deborah decided to sort through the hundreds of photos that she had never organized, print out the best ones, and create some of those fun physical albums. The nice thing about the physical ones is that you can also include ticket stubs and other souvenirs. Deborah says, as we have seen firsthand, technology changes rapidly. So who knows if we'll still be able to access pictures from our online albums, social media accounts, and electronic devices decades from now. With printed photo albums, though, we'll always be able to hold them and flip through them, regardless of the digital advances that may come. It took a pandemic, but I'm glad that I've gotten back into this old pastime of putting together travel albums again. It has not only helped me to reconnect with cherished memories and mementos from my old trips, but it has given me a tradition to continue when I'm finally able to travel again.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Sharon Haston has another story about craving travel and finding a way to enjoy herself anyway. She and her husband had a 30th anniversary cruise canceled by COVID, one that included Venice and Croatia, where they had spent their honeymoon. I could sympathize with her, as my husband and I also had an anniversary Venice cruise canceled twice by the pandemic, first time in 2020 and the second in 2021. Now, Sharon says she knows there were way bigger problems out there in the world than having a cruise canceled. She says, the loss of a cruise was insignificant compared to all these scary feelings and what others were experiencing. But my husband, Robert, and I felt low, depressed, and then guilty about feeling that way. They pulled themselves together and formulated a new plan. They'd go back to doing what they'd done as children and play make-believe. For the full week that they were supposed to be away, they pretended they were on the cruise, and they shared their experiences with their friends on Facebook. Their friends got into the spirit of it and posted comments about their pretend vacation. They also posted old photos of themselves from when they'd been in Venice in their 20s, 34 years earlier, so they could show themselves in all the places they were supposed to be on their cruise. They even researched where they were supposed to be each day, dressed up in the clothes they would have worn, and took selfies of themselves in front of their TV, where they had photos displaying on the screen of those tourist destinations. Some nights during the week, they got dressed up for dinner too, as if it were a formal night on the cruise, with Sharon in a dressy dress and Robert in his tuxedo and bow tie. As it had been ages since they'd had a chance to put on their going out clothes, they really enjoyed that. On the actual day of their anniversary, their friends and family dropped off presents or had food or champagne delivered. Everyone got into the fun of their pretend cruise. Sharon says, "For me, that's one of the few positives of the pandemic, the creativity of people in finding solutions. It shows the resilience of the human spirit. Doing this gave us a project and a purpose, and it pulled us out of our self-pitying moping." She concludes her story by saying, "We discovered that we are never too old for make-believe, and it's still possible to create our own magic in an uncertain world." So we started that story with a quote from Bruce Garibrandt that goes like this: "Creativity doesn't wait for that perfect moment. It fashions its own perfect moments out of ordinary ones." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times Won't Last, But Tough People Will, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And if you want to read more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day. And there will be lots of stories from this new book about tough times in the coming weeks. Just head over to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book about Christmas. Stories about how much fun it is to add extra people to your table at Christmas time. People who have nowhere else to go.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.